KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 27 degrees in Atlantic. That's also our low for the past 24 hours. We look for it to be mostly sunny today with a high of 49. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County say two Nebraska men were arrested early Tuesday morning on drug charges following a traffic stop on Highway 71 near Exira. 40-year-old Scott Lee Kovansky and 42-year-old William Ray Blackerby, both of Omaha, Nebraska, were taken into custody at around 1:45 a.m. Tuesday. Kovansky was charged with possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possessing contraband in a correction facility. Blackerby was charged with possession of meth, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were being held in the Audubon County Jail on $5,000 bond each. And a Webster County man was arrested Wednesday afternoon on drug charges following a traffic stop which had occurred on November 1st in Hamlin. 32-year-old Christopher Lee Gordon of Fort Dodge had been wanted on outstanding warrants. Following an investigation after the traffic stop, Gordon was also charged with conspiracy to deliver methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $5,000 bond. Newstime 7:08. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. Police in Council Bluffs say a man possibly armed with a gun robbed a pharmacy in the Bluffs Wednesday evening. The incident at the Medicap Pharmacy located at 2201 West Broadway happened at around 5:35 p.m. Officials say a white male walked into the store and told employees he had a gun and demanded an undisclosed amount of prescription medications. No weapon was ever displayed during the incident. The suspect was described as being white, about 5 feet 10 inches tall, and anywhere from 17 to 25 years of age. He wore a red jersey with Cyclones written in white on the front, along with cut-off black pants and black shoes. The suspect's face was covered up with a black nylon pantyhose. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-7867. Two Nebraska men were seriously injured early Wednesday morning during a single-vehicle accident northeast of Council Bluffs. Lieutenant John Reynolds with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department told KJAN the accident involving a 2009 Toyota Corolla occurred a little after 3 a.m. Wednesday near the 13-mile marker on Interstate 80.
We had a vehicle that was westbound on Interstate 80, left the roadway, entered the median, approximately the Idlewood Overpass, which is just right there around the Underwood area, went over the embankment and ended up rolling and coming to rest on the road below, which is Idlewood.
The driver of the car, 21-year-old Thomas Reber, and his passenger, Michael Miller, both of Papillion, Nebraska, were injured and transported by Underwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, where Reber was in stable condition. Miller was later transferred to Creighton University Medical Center, a report on his condition not available. Neither man was wearing a seatbelt. Alcohol and excessive speed are believed, or rather not believed, to be factors in the wreck. Reber was cited for failure to maintain control. Authorities suspect a medical condition in the death of a Western Iowa man who was involved in a car crash. An Omaha Police Department news release said officers were sent to the accident scene in northeast Omaha just after 6:30 p.m. Wednesday. They found that a car had veered off the road and struck a power pole. There was no sign the driver had tried to stop before hitting the pole. Police say the driver was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The man was identified as 73-year-old James Fisher of Carter Lake. An autopsy was scheduled. A Red Oak man who authorities say lived at the residential corrections facility in Pottawatomie County was arrested Tuesday morning on a theft charge for allegedly stealing a pickup truck. Lieutenant John Reynolds with the Pott County Sheriff's Department told KJAN that 27-year-old Thomas Curtis allegedly stole the vehicle from the Clausen Brothers Trucking Company in Trainer at around 9:30 a.m. Tuesday. The owner of the truck saw the theft and followed Curtis in another vehicle.
Our deputies actually caught up with the guy down in the area of Macedonia, actually on M16 north of G66 or Pioneer Trail. He took off on foot through a cornfield, and with the assistance of the Mills County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa State Patrol, he was captured and arrested for theft second.
Lieutenant Reynolds said that Curtis was basically a transient trying to make his way back to Red Oak. Following his arrest, Curtis was booked into the Pott County Jail. A groundbreaking ceremony was held Wednesday in Council Bluffs for a plant which may generate up to 100 jobs. Plumrose USA broke ground on a 100,000-square-foot, $70 million cold-cut slicing facility, which will be built north of the intersection of South 32nd Street and 21st Avenue. The company already has a plant at 2650 23rd Avenue in Council Bluffs, but that facility produces products which must be sliced at a different location. In May of this year, Plumrose USA was one of three Western Iowa companies that were awarded financial incentives packages from the Iowa Economic Development Board. The IEDB approved $520,000 in direct financial assistance and tax incentives to Plumrose. The new plant is LEED certified, which means its design is environmentally and employee health friendly. Company officials say the facility should be open in about 11 months. News time is 7:13. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. In our funeral announcements, Helen Allen, age 94, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Allen will be today at 10 o'clock at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Joyce Miller, age 59, of Persia, died Saturday. Funeral services for Joyce Miller will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Persia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred Schwab, age 91, of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died Monday. Funeral services for Mildred Schwab will be today at 10 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Kathy Coleman, age 64, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Kathy Coleman will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. 61-year-old Thomas Tom Earl Schumacher of Avoca died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Thomas Schumacher will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 86-year-old Walter Peterson, Jr. of Audubon died Monday. Funeral services for Walter Peterson, Jr. will be today at 1:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Al Wernemont, age 57, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Al Wernemont will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Liddell, age 94, of Harlan, died November 2nd. Funeral services for Dorothy Liddell will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dr. John Hennessy, age 93, of Manila, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Dr. John Hennessy will be held tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. 85-year-old Elmer Stenstrom of Coon Rapids died Tuesday. Funeral services for Elmer Stenstrom will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. 69-year-old Roger Wright of Lewis died Monday. Funeral services for Roger Wright will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 92-year-old Jane Miller of Atlantic and formerly of Anita died Sunday. A memorial service for Jane Miller will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Anita, the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. Ralph Chiz Jones, age 94, of Audubon, died October 17th. Celebration of Life services for Chiz Jones will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Audubon High School Auditorium. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And 95-year-old John Edward Vennick of Missouri and formerly of Manila died Monday. Funeral services for John Vennick will be held on November 16th, next Wednesday, at the United Church of in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.